And welcome to Manic Monday. I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.
All right, guys, it's a new week. It's a new us. Can I fill you in on?
Yes.
Okay. Well, there it is.
Yes.
I know, Doug, you're back in the gym, right? You're trying to improve your life.
Yeah.
Kev, you're doing like Weight Watchers again.
Yeah, I'm eating better. Yeah. Yes.
And pooping better. I have gained inspiration not only from you guys, but from other sources as well. That made me feel like shit. And of course my shirts weren't fitting again. So I as well have started to try to get back into shape. So I'm fuck glad to report that all three of us are trying to do the right thing.
Yeah, get fit or die trying, part 4?
87.
869.
You know what's funny?
Yeah.
Get fit or die trying in a 69.
You know what's funny about all
that's
that?
One way.
Is like when we have those competitions, they don't motivate me, but somehow like when we're not doing anything and it's just by myself, I can get motivated that way. Like it's the weirdest thing. Like, you know, you're supposed to, a community of people coming together to do one thing should be very uplifting and like everyone's gung-ho. But for some reason, man, I just can't seem to find that push when other people are doing it.
It's, you know what though? Our community really worked out. Like it was pretty awesome. Like we had some significant losses for a lot of the people in the Discord that participated. And that I think was bigger than everything, because once again, I mean, to get three schlubs talking about it, you know, is one thing to, but for people to listen and kind of, you know, put the ball in their own court and kind of like just go for it. And like I said, they've seen changes, and I think that's amazing that we've influenced folks in a positive way. So, I mean, now we just have to do it for ourselves, but at least we're able to get to others. You know, that's a big thing.
Very true.
But, yeah, I mean, that's good that you're getting back on it, man. I mean, it's once again, we're not getting any younger. Everything's getting harder to do as you get older. Mm-mm, yeah.
Not for me.
Might as well. Yeah.
I stay fitted.
Well, there you go.
You know what? Okay. So while we're on the subject, the only thing, you know, like a lot of people who are like, who's turned 40 and all that stuff. And all three of us are in our 40s now. So, like I said, all three of us are in our 40s now.
Nope.
And, the only thing that I can really complain about, you know, people bitch all the time about getting old. The only thing that really irks me a little bit is my knees. But like trying to get up after bending down, but I think that's mostly because of my how overweight I am. But everything else is it works just fine. It works good. I'm glad that I'm in at least in my bones and stuff. Of course, I've had my heart shit, but you know, just regular like everyday stuff. I'm good. I feel good. Do you guys have aches and pains and shit?
Yes.
You guys have aches and pains and shit. Yes, since constantly. I was born. Yes.
Yeah. I mean, like, once I came to the grim realization that life is pointless and.
Oh my God.
Existence.
So by age five.
And then,
at age
like,
five.
I've just been aches and pains constantly.
Yeah. Like, I went to a concert on when last Wednesday, and I had a chance to go in the mosh pit, and then I realized I'm a 40-year-old, and that doesn't work out well for not only the present, but the future. So I stayed away and just gleefully cheered them on. Like I've officially like, and it sucks because I love concerts and I love being in the mosh pit. I've relegated myself to like the side of the pit now. Like I'll work pit security. Like if somebody falls down, I'll help them get back up. Or, you know, if someone's shoe's untied, I'll kind of block people off so they can tie their shoe. I'd rather do that, but I can't do the mosh pit anymore. And I've realized that, and it sucks.
Well, have you even tried?
Yes.
Have you tried?
Yes. When I realized my mortality last was in, I saw The Descendants in 2018, and I went too hard in the pit, and my chest was like, yo, bro, you ain't 16 anymore. What the fuck you doing? And I had to stop because I was like, is this what a heart attack is? Like, it was just my chest was going so hard.
And then the singer was like, no, this is what The Descendants is, bitch.
Yeah.
Get back in the pit. And then he drop kicked me.
Get back in the fucking pit.
Get back in the pit.
You old fuck. Get back in the pit now.
That would be hilarious having The Descendants call me an old fuck and they're in their 50s. But with that said, I've learned that I have to, like, it's a new life at concerts now. I am officially that old guy in the back, or at least someone that, you know, does not participate as much as they used to.
I've never participated in the pit. I don't have any. I don't know. It doesn't seem like a good time to me. It doesn't seem fun. Like,
depends.
Thrashing around and potentially.
Depends on the bands and depends on the crowd. Because if you go to like a Slayer show, yeah, you're going to get hurt. Like, people are out there to fucking hurt each other. But I mean, you go to like, you know, fun punk shows, and if everyone's cool, everyone takes care of each other. It's just a way of, you know, burning off some energy, I guess, and just enjoying the music you love. But yeah, I mean, it definitely depends. If there's people in there that's like purpose is to cause like pain and like malice intent, then yeah, fuck that pit.
Man, I remember going to Warped Tour and being in the middle of the crowd, and I never experienced it, but I at that point I was like, ooh, maybe I'm not made for like stand-ups, you know, standing next in front of the stage and like being this close, because mm-hmm. everyone packs so tight that it sucks the air out of the crowd. And yep. like you feel like you're gonna fucking faint because you can't breathe. Mm-hmm. And I experienced that for the first time, and I was like, holy shit, I was like, I do not like this feeling. I am not in control here.
Yeah I was just like, I don't want to get punched, so I'm good. I'm just out here in the back. Mm-hmm. I'm not about getting hit at a fucking concert.
Yeah. There is, especially when you're up front and squashed like that, it sucks because it's basically like being in an ocean in a way, because you go with the wave. You go with the wave of people. Like, if people get leaned left, you're going left with them. Mm-hmm. And if they get leaned right, front, back, you're basically like, you could do the Michael Jackson, like front, like facing, like lean forward thing and still not hit the ground because there's people in front of you also getting that. But like the way people push each other, it's just wild. And yeah, I had that experience too at Warped Tour, and like I had to go in the back, and then I remember I just went back as far as I could, and then I turned around and the band was like 3 inches tall. Like, it's just wild, like that.
Where'd
stuff.
Where'd they go?
Yeah,
coming in out there. I got kicked in the face by a crowd surfer, and I can't help but think it was intentional. And I pulled the kid fucking down to the ground after that. I was so mad.
Good.
So I was like, this piece of shit, because. Why are you flailing and kicking while you're riding? Like, you're supposed to be calm and everything. And I was so mad.
Yeah, take them down. I mean, that's the thing you got to do. If people are asking or they're acting like assholes crowd surfing, pull them down. They don't deserve to be up there.
Right.
Pit etiquette. Or I always love when assholes like that are floating and then they float toward the pit and then someone basically just razor's edges them right in. Like, they're just carrying them and they just drop them right on the concrete.
That's what they deserve. So yeah. Speaking of being in shape and going to concerts, have mm-hmm. you guys watched the Olympics?
I've watched the women's team play.
Okay.
Once.
For football.
For football.
Oh, yeah. The better team. The better American.
The best American team.
The automatic gold winners.
Yeah, I mean, shit. We'll see, man. They won, I believe, their first game. They lost their second game, and then they absolutely dominated their third game in the way that you would expect the women's team to win, 6-1 against New Zealand. Just
shit.
Now, I will say, so they got 4 goals. New Zealand scored against themselves twice. It was sad. Mm. It was very sad for them because it was in the second half that they scored 2 own goals, and like that would both of them. I mean. But accidents, obviously, but it was just like, I'm gonna, no, don't go in. Dink. Ah, damn it. Like the first one, you're like, oh, that sucks. Like, okay, that couldn't have been avoided. And then the last one happened in like the last minute of the game.
Oh,
and it was just one of those, like, our I think it was Carly Lloyd, someone, like, they took the shot and it just, or maybe it was Christina Press. They took the shot and the person tried to deflect it and they inadvertently knocked it right in. Like, the New Zealand player put their foot out to stop it or deflect it, and it just hit in the way that it just bounced over the goalie and into the goal, just went dink right in. And it was, I put in the Discord chat because a couple of us were up watching it early Saturday morning, and I was like, it's just painful at this point. Like, that was just pain. Like, this is just, like, I feel bad now. That was mean. It's the last minute to pull ahead that far. Like, oh, God.
Man. I watched the skateboarding, the world of skateboarding in the Olympics, which is, this was their inaugural year, which is just, it's wild. I mean, it's basically like, it was like a normal skate competition, you know, where they had the everything laid out. It was just like a skate park style, and they were doing separate tricks. You know, you had your injuries. I shared that with you guys before the show. And Japan ended up getting the first gold medal in this. It ended up going to a player, Yudo Horigome, I think his name is. But yeah, he won the gold medal. And he was pretty legit, but it's funny because, like, everywhere in Japan, they'd be like, no skateboarding. And go figure that, like, the first gold comes away. It's somebody from Japan, from Tokyo. So it's cool. I like that stuff. I was saying also before this that they interviewed Tony Hawk about the Olympics. NBC did, and as they were cutting away to a commercial, Superman by Goldfinger started playing. So like, somebody in that department knew what was up. They knew
Tony Hawk Pro Skater, what's up, let's go.
Goldfinger's just getting paid.
yeah they're probably, can we use your song? Yes,
that song must have bought so many houses.
Their whole career rides on that single. I mean, like, everything since they've, I mean, I guess they could still be making music, and obviously they're like lead singer guy is a mega producer,
but yeah,
like,
John Feldman is a huge producer. Yeah
but like, that song in itself, though, like, everyone else in the band who like participated in that song in some form or fashion is probably like, so we did like 5 albums, but Superman paid for this house, it paid for my kid's school, it paid for like my car,
paid for those other albums.
Yeah, paid for the other albums, like, it, you know, they just re-released Tony Hawk Pro Skater 1 and 2, so like, we are riding on a second wave right now. Like, my grandkids maybe are going to
wave of ska. Yeah.
So
it'll be the fourth wave. Oh, that's never gonna happen. Never gonna happen. The world is not ready for more ska.
I think they'll. I think the Olympics will probably add way more skateboarding next go around because they'll see how popular it is. Like, they didn't have the vert or anything like that, so you know, they didn't have. I think it was all just street, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, it was just the street skating, like just that obstacle course of sorts. So which still, once again, for the Olympics to do that is pretty progressive. But
X Games.
Exactly. X Games been doing it since the 90s. But
yeah,
whatever
happened to bring rollerblading into the Olympics?
Whatever happened to Rob Dyrdek's skateboarding league?
He had a league? I don't even know.
He had a huge league that he started. He tried because he was like, you know, skateboarding competitions. It's called Street League skateboarding. He started it in like 2010. And I don't know if it's still around, but he tried to essentially make a skateboarding like NFL, NBA, to where you had a season and each event and competition you'd get scored and stuff like that. And you know, so I thought it was pretty cool, but I don't know what happened to it. I hope
that'd be pretty fun. I'd watch that.
Well, I mean, you didn't.
So. I mean, I would if I would have known about it. I didn't know anything about it. I didn't follow Robin Big and all those. I didn't like follow those dudes.
It was 11 years ago, Kev.
Yeah.
Oh well, shit, missed that boat. I'll catch the next train. I'll catch the fourth wave.
It looks like it's still going on. It's the top features the top 25 professional street skateboarders. Yeah. So, yeah, I was hoping it would be, oh no, wait, the last season, it looks like was 2017.
Oh, even pre-COVID. That's a bummer.
Mm-hmm. Boom, boom, boom.
Boo.
Anyways,
okay. Happy Monday, everybody.
Happy Monday. Yeah. So go watch your Olympics and stuff, or don't. You may be protesting it because of how stupid it is to do Olympics in a pandemic.
Yeah. But, well, they're learning too, and everyone's dropping out.
Well, and you know, like there was like a news story that was like, you know, a Olympic person, one of our, I think a gymnast or whatever, had to back out because she tested positive, and they're like, you know, like, oh, she was vaccinated. And it's like one of those, like, yeah, you could still get the fucking thing when you're vaccinated. It's just your chances of spreading it are lessened and the chances of it killing you are slim to none. So it's like,
yeah, like it's yeah. 95% effective, not 100%. And that 5% is still pretty easy when you're in an Olympic area and you're just mouth hugging everyone.
Yeah,
especially when you're in like what was it, the Olympic? What do they call it? The Olympic Village.
Yeah, dude. Saying. They hand out like condoms like candy there, dude. Like, because like they literally have a problem with Olympians showing up and just like fucking everybody.
Like fucking
every country,
thoroughbreds fucking making the best of the best athletes.
Yeah, I mean
that's what you're training for. Is you're not training to win a gold medal. You're training for endurance, for what you're going to need to endure in the village.
No. That's why they drink so much water and Gatorade. Like, no. gotta keep my energy.
I got 4 years to get this body right.
I've got a swim team to go through tonight.
Yeah, but yeah. So the fact that people were gonna get COVID, but the fact is like she has it, had it, whatever. But like since she's vaccinated, even the chances of her spreading it are now low because. Mm-hmm. Her body's going to fight it and she won't get to the infection stage. Like her body should keep her from being infectious.
It'll just be like a bad cold.
But you know, I understand like the rules are rules. And like, if you test positive, bye, we can't risk it. So, but you know, watching the women's team and I get it. It's women's soccer. So there's already less people watching, which you should be watching because the women's team fucking rules.
Way more entertaining.
So fucking good. But like in the game there was like no one there was just a handful of people in the stadium to watch. And I've seen that in a couple of the other competitions too, where like even just looking at the clip that you sent Kev of the skateboarding, you could see, I'm not even watching the actual clip, but just in that still, there's nobody in the stands. Like there's not a lot of people there. So, you know, and they have people that are all spread out and stuff. So they're doing, it's not a normal Olympics. So,
no,
people freaking out like, oh my god, they're doing this, so dumb to do in a pandemic. Like they're being smart about it, as smart as they can. I mean, yeah, it's we're still gonna see infections go up like in the players and stuff, but hopefully these people are vaccinated so that it mm-hmm. doesn't start a you know, it's not a cedar event,
yeah,
or spreader event.
What they I mean, they should have taken notes. I mean, once again, it's already in the thick of it, so you can't. But like the NBA seemed to do it right. And there was a wrestling company called Ring of Honor that did it. They did the bubble method as well. Ring of Honor did like no crowd the whole pandemic. They did the bubble and they did tapings. And they, I don't think they had like one issue. And yeah. It's amazing. And it's to see a company like that. And same with the NBA. The NBA had very little, I think, right, Jeremy? Like very little when they did their bubble season.
Yeah, they did a bubble and they didn't have, I think they maybe just one issue. But yeah. Other than that, everything was fine.
It's like
these players like weren't even like with their families, right? Like, didn't,
yeah, no, they were like
allowed.
Yeah, they were all in like a hotel or something like that, like to their own. And it's, you know. Like I said, I mean, it sucks, and it's like, you know, it's one of those, like, you know, yeah, daddy's got to go away for a couple of months, you know, it's like to go on tour of sorts.
I'm sorry, it doesn't suck. Hey, daddy's got to go away for 2 months, but guess what? I'll bring back $18 million, so I think it'll be fine.
Yeah. Yeah, a little bit more perspective, but yeah, it's... I think they should have done that, but I mean, once again, you're getting from people all over the world. I mean, there's just so much disorganization with it. I hope it works out for everyone there. I hope everyone comes away safe and not sick.
Hey, everyone's going to get a gold medal for participation this year.
No.
All right. That's it for Manic Monday. Tomorrow we got Top 5 Tuesday. We're going to be running down our top 5 summer songs. So be sure to come back and listen to that. Until then, I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.